This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980 on a Friday. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. We're getting closer and closer to another preseason game. Still no Terry McLaurin, but we're kind of done for a second on Terry himself. I want to get to the agent. I have done my best to be a happy-go-lucky, friendly media guy when it comes to the agent, because I don't know him. I don't know Buddy Baker at all. I've never met the man. I've heard a few things about him, but like not enough to take to the air. You know, just a couple of people being like, yeah, you know, he's an interesting cat. But that's what agents are. They're basically used car salesmen, but they are just representing players. And in this instance, you're representing a deal of millions and millions of dollars. So the agents are a little quirky. Like that just is what it is. But this whole process has really given us a new character to focus on in Buddy Baker. And while I think that this scenario going to mid-August is Adam Peters' fault, Terry's fault, it is also very much the fault of the agent. So we got a little bit of information yesterday from Charles Robinson about the negotiating process that I found to be very, very stunning, right? And I want to play this for you, Max. This is the third cut that we have on the sheet here. Here's what Charles Robinson said about what the original offer was and where we are at now in this process with negotiating between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin.
I think everyone's being careful about not saying what the initial number was, but I will say it was what the initial number was high enough that it almost completely broke down conversation instantaneously between the two parties. Like, I think the Commanders were stunned at initially what the ask was. And to me, the inference is this was like nearly top tier one money. So are we talking 35 million annual average value? Are we talking beyond 35? Are we talking creeping up to 40? Like, what was the initial ask? I think as things moved for both sides, I think we got to this point of the DK Metcalf contract. The $33 million a year, the $60 million, $60-plus million guaranteed.
So, originally, the asking price was so high that Washington nearly stopped. And he alluded to Tier 1 money, which Ja'Marr Chase gets $40 million, Justin Jefferson gets $35 million, CeeDee Lamb gets $34 million. That's kind of like your Tier 1 of wide receiver contracts at the moment. So if he's saying it was borderline or in the tier one money, effectively what he is saying is that it was around $35 million with the potential of that number being higher. Now, I remember a report or a rumor that surfaced at this point months ago, and I did a YouTube video. You can subscribe to us on YouTube. If you're watching us now, we appreciate it. I had a Denton's office about this particular report, which was that Terry McLaurin is going to get $36 million. And I saw that report and I laughed And you saw that report and you probably laughed because you're like, there's no chance that he's going to get 37, 36, whatever, million dollars. Like 32 has always been the cap. If it's not 32, if it's 32, you're signing that deal. It's not going to go over 32. But so we've heard these numbers being thrown around. If they came to Adam Peters and said $37 million, please, $36 million, even if it's $35 million, and you're looking as Adam Peters and you're potentially the number we've heard from Washington's side has been $25 million, $26 million. If you're $9 to $10 million off of the initial negotiating price, what you're going to be very, very confused as well. You're going to be like, I don't know what the point of what is happening is right here. It's not abnormal to be off in the initial negotiation. We all know how these work. We're adults. One side sets it high, expecting it to come down. One side sets it low, expecting it to come up. And then eventually you meet in the middle. That's basic negotiating tactics. If you're coming to the table with $35 million from the jump and they're coming with $25, those conversations are probably going to come to a halt. God forbid if it's any larger than that. So while I do think, you know, Terry is going to get and receive a little bit of blame in this because he has not signed the contract when he could have, there might be some bad advice coming from the agent if you are meeting with Terry prior to the start of negotiations. And by the way, the start of negotiations was prior to Eastern Motors, right? Eastern Motors was a month ago today. The start of negotiation was prior to Eastern Motors and by at least a lot, at least a month, because Terry said they hadn't spoken in months. So if you're doing this all back then, you had to have a meeting of the minds and you come together and then the agent is giving you advice. This is what I think you are worth. Here's X, Y, and Z as to why I believe you're worth that. Let's go and let's put it in front of the team. Mike Jones was on with Kevin yesterday, and here's what Mike Jones said about the agent and potential bad advice that the agent is giving.
I worry about the advice that he's getting from his agent, from, you know, talking to a number of people. Right. It sounds like, yeah, it's too bad he doesn't have somebody else in his ear, because it doesn't seem like he's getting a lot of wise counsel on this. You know, but again, both sides need to come off of, you know, something. They need to give a little bit, and, you know, find a compromise to get this thing done.
What is going on with the agent? I've been trying to be good, Max. I've been trying to be good. I don't want to just come and skewer a guy who I don't know. I'm not in the room. Like, I handle these scenarios with a little bit of grace. I see fans complain about the agent, and that is normal. Like, the fans are, they love Terry, so they're not going to come after Terry. They like Adam Peters, so they're not going to come after Adam Peters. There's a very, this is, in wrestling, a triple threat match is made because one guy has to take the pin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's pretty much it. You don't want either side to lose. You make it a triple threat match, so one guy has to take the pin. And in this instance, that is Buddy Baker. So everyone is going to come and just dunk on Buddy Baker. And when fans are doing that, like, I look at it from afar and I'm like, yeah, they don't like the agent, but we don't know anything about him. Like, unless you know him personally, which I don't know that anyone or at least a ton of people in our fan base do, we don't really know. when Logan Paulson says on Take Command, hey, I think Terry might be getting some bad information. And now when Mike Jones says with Kevin yesterday, I think Terry might be getting some bad information. When big time media voices that don't just take these, not an accusation, but don't take these sorts of comments and just toss them around. When they start saying things like this, there is a little bit of smoke to the fire on the potential of the agent getting either too involved or being a little too over enthusiastic in relation to certain numbers that he feels that Terry is worthy of. And a negotiation is very, very simple in 2025. Like, if you dumb it down, it's one side comes in with a number and they have a list of reasons as to why they feel like this number is accurate. And then the other side comes in with a completely different number and they come in with a list of reasons as to why that number they feel is an accurate number for what this contract should be. And then again, you eventually whittle it down to somewhere in the middle. You get the happy medium. Everybody's happy. We hug it out. We have a press conference with lapels on that are burgundy and gold, and we keep it moving, right? Or some form of burgundy. Not the gold thing. We're not pulling no Carson Wentz. But you do all those things. What did they walk into the meeting with? If they're going to set a substantially high number that was so high where Adam Peters was like, this is not a real conversation, what was the numbers, what was the list of reasons that they are bringing into the meeting to justify the numbers? Because you have to have some sort of data points. Now, if you want to blend the two of them and have, here's like X, Y, and Z, what he does really well on the field, but then on top of that, look at how great he is as a human, look at how good he is as a steward for the franchise, he represents everything that you want as a commander, we believe that should be factored into the negotiation process as well, along with the things that he does really well on the field. But what were those things? Because there's not a lot of numbers that you are going to be able to produce for Terry that would say $35 million, tier one wide receiver money. There's not a lot that you can produce right now to say DK Metcalf money. Regardless of how you feel about DK, there can be a conversation on who is better with Terry and DK. I'll hear that, right? I do think there is a little bit of validity to that conversation. Regardless of all of those things, what numbers are you providing to a front office that you know is analytical? I do not believe that Buddy Baker is dumb enough to walk into the negotiation and think that Adam Peters, who had just hired a bunch of dorks in the front office, dorks is a respectable term, but hired a bunch of like Ivy League dorks and analytic guys in the front office, I don't believe that he walked in there thinking that there was going to be an emphasis on like the personality stuff over the numbers. This guy is trying to take a franchise that was literally at rock bottom, but rock bottom of rock bottom, like further than just the normal rock bottom can go. This franchise was literally sitting on the cusp of hell because of what Dan Snyder had done to it for such a long time. He is attempting to lift them at the very least to purgatory and then get them all the way up to heaven at some point. He's going to do it with his process. His process has always been numbers. We have seen this before. Adam Peters is a numbers-driven guy. That's how San Francisco has been as successful as they have. They're a numbers-driven operation and organization. Did he really think that he was going to come in here with some good numbers, but not great numbers, and think that he was going to get $35 to $36 million? The more people that are reputable and talk to sources around the league that are coming out to point to Buddy Baker and say, this guy is part of the problem as to why this deal is not being done, the more that I'm starting to legitimately believe that this guy is not just part of the problem, but a massive cog in the machine that is going the wrong direction. Now, Terry is still at the wheel, but he is, and it can only do as much as the agent is going to allow him in this negotiation process. Like, Terry is not just going to get there and say, if you give me 27, I'll do it. Like, you have to have some sort of representation, look over contracts. That's the way that this works. It'd be idiotic if you did anything other. So Terry is at the wheel, but if the agent is so gung-ho on getting just this massive number to, I don't know if it's to build his own brand, to build his own ego, whatever the case is, if you're just going to let this agent go buck wild on the scenario, you are going to need to look around for some other representation. But the problem is you're so deep into this. I don't know that representation, other representation will be able to just come off the sideline and immediately get you a deal that gets you ready and amped up for week number one against the Giants. We're midway through August, legitimately midway through August. A contract has not been signed. The man has not practiced. And you got 4 weeks before a really solid defense in New York is going to be on the other side. And we don't even know if Terry's in football shape. And oh, by the way, Cliff Kingsbury may have let it slip that the guy's not in meetings a ton, or at least as much as I thought that he was, because I thought he was just living in the film room, in the meeting room. And Cliff Kingsbury basically said, I don't have as much contact with him as I would like. Today has not been a great day for Terry. I want the man to get paid. I want him to be a Commander for life. Today has not been a great day in terms of the PR negotiations between Terry and the Commanders. We'll talk some actual football, some of the stuff that happened today at practice. Ben Standing is going to join us when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.